Hey there, Big Orange Nation. Welcome back to Tennessee Fan Talk, the show where the Big Orange never takes a bye week, except for the first bye week. The Vols football team just hitting reset after the Oklahoma loss, and it's now all eyes on New Mexico State this Saturday. Meanwhile, Rick Barnes' squad is already heating up on the hardwood. Freshman Nate Ament is turning heads. Gillespie lighting up the scoreboard. And Tennessee basketball is off to a dominant 2-0 start. You got Bird, you got Duke. Let us break it all down because Vol Nation is buzzing on both sides of the ball.
Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy, passionate, dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk. Where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm. Bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Oh, Tennessee fans, we got a couple segments for you this week. A little bit of a bye week for the football, little early season surge on basketball, and I don't think any coaches were fired from the SEC this week. Little bit of some people off, little bit of cupcake games, little bit of we knew what was going to happen next week. Week 12 probably going to heat up and maybe some jobs lost, Duke?
Or some moving to other jobs opening up, you know, like... Lateral moves. I mean, not like lateral as in staying in the conference. Not
right. Yeah.
Prestige of job.
First up, a little football. Tennessee used the bye week to regroup after that tough loss to Oklahoma. Heupel emphasized fundamentals, special teams, and getting healthy. He said especially Jermod McCoy. That dude is not playing football this year. He's not. It's not happening.
I mean, Boo Carter hadn't been playing this year either. So why does it matter?
He's been on the field, just not playing.
Yeah, he just ain't playing.
Colton Hood came out and talked about getting back in the lab and not overlooking New Mexico State. And maybe New Mexico State under, what, Pavia last 2 years ago when he was there?
Sure. Heck, you could tell me that Brett Favre was the quarterback there 2 years ago, I'd believe you.
This Saturday, the Vols will host the, I believe they're called the Aggies as well.
They are.
New Mexico State Aggies. 4:15 Eastern SEC Network. It is the first of their last three regular season games. We're going to talk about kind of how Florida and Vanderbilt looked in this past week as well. Expect Tennessee to come out sharper, more disciplined, and ready to finish strong.
I'm Josh Heupel, I'm scoring 100 points.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. You need the recruits to get excited, and it's crazy because they do get excited, the young guys, even though it's a game that you know you're supposed to beat the crap out of everyone.
I'm getting sick and tired of these people saying, oh, that's bad manners.
I don't care. Put them up. All it does is go, who's the highest scoring team this year? Tennessee. You know, who had more passing yards? Tennessee.
We need to get in touch with Jeremy Pruitt and so he can talk to Aguilar and he'll say, I'll pay you $10 for every point you score this game.
What's going to happen is it's going to be a McDonald's bag, $10 every yard you put
it. It doesn't matter if you have anything to do with it. Every point that is scored goes to your pocket, Joey. Well, that's legal nowadays. So, I mean,
yeah, you ain't even going to have that call. We just tweet it. Send it out there for everybody to.
Don't pay any attention to the Egg McMuffin.
A little going through the games of week, what was that, 11?
Sure.
Week 11 games, some things we picked, some things we didn't. Georgia over Mississippi State, of course, everyone knew what was going to happen there. They had Taylor at quarterback with 87 yards for Mississippi State. Did what's his butt get hurt last week?
Hand up, I have no idea. I didn't watch it. I might have watched, like, I was just flipping around, but I wasn't, like, hardcore watching.
A game that nobody watched, including anyone on the sidelines of visiting team of the Citadel, putting up a big goose egg. This one's funny to me because Kobe Tompkins, the quarterback of the Citadel, 23 yards. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the game was on ESPN 8, the Ocho, so, you know.
Rare and obscure sports. Bo Harrington, the running back, 7 carries, 53 yards. I mean, I hope Ole Miss paid them a lot of money.
Oh, it had to have been at least $2 million. And the Citadel is like, I know it's a military school, but I don't know if it's affiliated with the United States military, so every dime counts for them, probably.
That was,
but I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
We knew what was going to happen in Columbia, Missouri, and it happened.
Yep.
First half.
Eli Drinkwitz, which is already checked out on the Florida job.
I mean, zero in the first half.
Well, the quarterback was hurt. They had some freshman quarterback.
They did. Matt Zollers.
Yeah, whatever his name is. I can't stand it when guys only paint half their, like, paint half the full side of their face in black and in whatever it's called.
Their two-face.
I can't call it blackface because that's what, I don't know what it's called.
It reminds me. What
about, I black.
I black.
I had to go think about it, but it's so stupid.
What about the big kid on Little Giants that ends up just staring
all over? And you know it's not comfortable. Like, you can feel it on there. It's not comfortable, and it's not functional. And you ain't scaring nobody with it. If you think you're, like, intimidating the other team, got some news for you, folks. You just look like an idiot.
One of the things that Duke always brings up is the slight surge potential that happens when a head coach gets fired. And Auburn did it against Vandy. I mean, they held with them neck and neck. Vandy, again, with a slow start. Nothing in the first quarter before making it happen all the way through the rest of the game and into overtime to give Auburn yet another loss. 1-6.
Hey, listen to this stat that I heard. Now, I'm sure when they split, they hadn't played a lot. But as before the game was over yesterday, the series, the total overall series for Vanderbilt Auburn was tied.
Really?
That has, I don't know, but that probably has, now that's probably the only SEC team, original SEC team, we're not counting Missouri and A&M because of that. That Vandy has a winning record over. Has to be. It has to be. I mean, I can't confirm that, but logic says that if somebody held a bullet to your head and said, Vanderbilt just took a one-game lead over Auburn all-time series, do they? Is that? And I would say absolutely.
Yeah, that's the only one that they hold a lead over another.
So congratulations, Auburn! Not only do you have an identity crisis on your mascot, whether it's an eagle or a tiger. The Vanderbilt Commodores of the West End of Nashville has a winning record against you all time. Congrats.
Free Commodore dogs for everybody at the next game.
Now, you're probably at the game.
I was not.
I mean, you're a closet door.
But had someone asked me to go, I would have gone.
I mean, I think watching the game, I'm pretty sure there was more Auburn fans there. It was louder.
There was a lot of Auburn fans there.
And you call me, like, I'm the kind of person that likes to watch the world burn. I wanted Vanderbilt to lose.
I know you did.
Some people call it for an underdog. If you're a Tennessee fan, it's like you like to watch the world burn. So I always pull for the underdog.
Vandy, in West End and Nashville, the place where you come to watch your team play and win, and that just did not happen for the War Eagle Tiger fans.
Yeah, there's more Vanderbilt fans this year than there ever has been in
combined.
Yeah, and it's funny, like, you can walk into, like, any local Dick's Sporting Goods or Academy Sports, and there's not a lick of Vanderbilt apparel on in the middle Tennessee area. I wonder why, because nobody buys that crap.
If you go to Alumni Sports now, I think the Vandy section is growing while the MTSU section is shrinking.
Do they have does Vanderbilt use Alumni Hall? Are you sure?
I have seen some Vandy gear in the Alumni Hall in the Murfreesboro.
Oh, I don't. The one that I used to go to in Cool Springs has closed.
Mm.
So now you go to the one in Turkey Creek, the main one. By the way, Alumni Hall headquarters for all schools is in Knoxville, just FYI. That's their headquarters. Because they also do LSU, since my wife is an LSU fan, being from Louisiana.
Speaking of LSU, you're right on point with that one. LSU visiting Bryant-Denny Stadium and putting up 3 field goals.
Sussberger stinks. They benched him.
They did.
I was watching. We watched it at the house last night. They
did bench him. Old Sussmeier.
Sussberger. Whatever.
In Alabama, I rarely agree with Paul Feinbaum, but he says that Alabama is still not a college football playoff winning contender at this point. They still have problems, and I agree.
If I heard that, I would agree too, just to the fact of spite in Alabama, but I disagree with that statement. I could argue that they could beat A&M tomorrow.
This is in the same sentence that he says BYU might be dominant.
And then BYU got worked by Texas Tech.
Speaking of getting worked, our last one from this last week, Florida, Kentucky, and
it's the kryptonite game, buddy. Every team's got one, and it's Kentucky versus Florida.
And you said that Kentucky always gives Florida problems, and good night. Florida looked horrible. I mean, DJ Lagway had 83 yards, 3 interceptions.
I think they benched him too, right?
I don't remember. That's
not I didn't watch it, but I got some good news for Kentucky fans that listen, if there's any out there, which there's not. You just gave stupid extension for that game.
Yeah, good job. They just get Miss Piggy,
whatever.
Miss Piggy's daddy's there to stay.
That's Kermit. No,
no.
Miss Piggy's daddy, not
Miss
boyfriend.
Yeah. Miss Piggy's daddy.
Because I get Kermit vibes from somebody like a Lane Kiffin.
He seems a little Kermy.
Because he has to be. He has to be the skinniest coach in the SEC. Him or...
Yeah. Yeah, that's because he still thinks he's 20.
Beamer might be a little skinny. Yeah. But he does... But Lane Kiffin does hot yoga. And probably shrooms. He probably does shrooms, too.
Beamer looks like patient zero some days, though.
I mean, he's probably all upset that since... I mean, it hasn't been confirmed yet, but I would have to suspect that Franklin's going to go to Virginia Tech. And if that's the case, Beamer's like, crap, I missed my chance.
What am I
going to
do?
What
am I going
to
do?
Heck, he might be the head coach of the Citadel since that's in South Carolina, too.
basketball, man. Early season surge. Rick Barnes' squad off to a hot start. 76-61 over Mercer. And then dominated North Kentucky 95-56.
Is it the North Kentucky coal miners? Is that their mascot? I have no idea. I didn't even know there was such a thing as a North Kentucky.
Nate Amin making headlines. 23 points, 8 rebounds. Gillespie, another 20. Estrella, which is, I was never a big Estrella fan in his, freshman year when he would get put out there. And he did great. First career double-double. I mean, looked fantastic. Tennessee went 10 for 18 from deep in the first half.
Yep.
Which, that's, Tennessee's been live or die by the three for years now.
Most of the time, that's teams with a lot of white guys on it, but Tennessee's not that.
Nope. Next up, North Florida, I believe, Tuesday night.
Is that the team that made a run deep into the playoff, into the March Madness a couple, 5, 6, 7 years ago? I can't remember that they were. I can't remember. It was some team out of Florida that did it. I feel like it was them, but I can't remember.
It could be. One thing I like about Cinderella stories in March Madness is you do get one of those every once in a while. I hate it because it completely busts your bracket, but it's cool to see.
Well, we're getting one this year with Vanderbilt, folks, in football. I haven't also said that I hate their new logo with just a big V on it. I hate that logo.
Well, they had to, It had to go with their new stadium update. They are no longer the vinyl siding guys of the SEC. And what's funny is they did it before Mizzou did.
Yeah, like Mizzou got rid of the only thing that I knew about their freaking stadium was that M with the rocks in it.
Yeah, and now they are under construction after Vandy. It's like the SEC stepped in and said, you're going to have to do something.
I mean, it's just, I just can never wrap my head around that Missouri's an SEC school. Just, you don't hear about them. You don't think about them.
At least Texas A&M
fits the bill.
True. 15 minutes in, we're going to step aside and then talk about week 12 and the chaos that could come around in the SEC.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the winter's bestseller pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Wherever you are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
Week 12 rolling in. Tennessee hosting New Mexico State. Tennessee now number 25, just barely hanging in there, 6-3.
No, it came back out. I think we're 21 now as of the recording.
Okay. This Tennessee.
Yeah, we're 21st if this came back out. Mm-hmm.
Tennessee, 38.5 point favorite, total of 61.5. Yes, yes, and yes. Cover.
Mm. Sure, yeah, probably so. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping it's over 61.5.
Oh, yeah, I hope it's 81.5.
Unless New Mexico State is a big goose egg, and then I'll take the 61.5 Tennessee.
I wonder what the line is on sacks.
Couldn't tell
I'd
you.
Probably take the over on that, too.
Couldn't tell
unless you. It's just some stupid number.
Couldn't tell you.
Me neither.
I still think that what we talked about last week was letting Aguilar have the first quarter and then giving it to maybe split in time between Merklinger and the other one, McIntyre.
Yeah, hopefully so.
With the first team, with the rest of the first team. You know, let's look
at yeah.
You know, little make way for the future.
Sure.
Other than Tennessee, the things that could happen around the rest of the Southeastern Conference, South Carolina visiting Texas A&M, I mean,
we're already past Cocktober, but
A&M opens a 17.5 point favorite, 48.5 overall. I think A&M tears them up.
Sure. I mean, all signs point to, yes, that's what's going to happen.
Snooze fest, Arkansas, LSU.
I mean, I think LSU probably dominates, but
11:45 in LSU. That game's going to be. LSU's only a 5.5 point favor opening up.
Yeah, I mean, Arkansas has a pretty good offense. So.
Yep.
But LSU has a really good defense. It's one of those things. Yeah, who cares? It's a game that where we keep scoring. It's like whose line is it anyway? Where we keep scoring, the points don't even matter. You know,
I'm going to skip over one of these and go to the Oklahoma-Alabama, the 2:30 ABC game. Alabama.
Hey, I hope Venables, Oklahoma, I hope they beat them, but they probably won't, but I hope they do.
Alabama's only opening with a 7.5-point favor. How is Oklahoma, as I'm reading
11th?
It, yeah, how?
Well, they've only lost 2 ball games.
Yeah.
Texas is 10.
Which I don't agree with. I mean, I get wins. And, like, if wins is all that matters, they need to come out and say wins is all that matters.
Sure.
Because they ain't all been pretty wins.
No, well, I mean, a win's a win.
Alabama, 7.5 favored out of the gate. I would like to see Oklahoma beat them. But,
it depends on what kind of John Mateer shows up, if his hand's feeling a little better.
Right. Know? Big game at Bryant-Denny, 2:30. I hate those 2:30 games.
Well, that's a 3:30 game for everybody else. That used to be that was the number one game of the week when it was CBS back in the good old days. Now it's all on ABC, and it's all freaking McElroy and who else? Whoever.
And now it's ABC, in which YouTube TV subscribers, I still don't think they get it.
Trying to make you buy Hulu, folks. That's how that goes.
Mm-hmm. Florida at Ole Miss. Open up with a 15.5-point favor for Ole Miss, and I agree.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah, Ole Miss is probably going to make the playoffs this year and probably make a run.
Yeah. Texas at Georgia. What a game. Georgia only 6.5-point favored as opening line.
You don't know what, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
What time's kickoff?
6:30.
Dang, a night game in Athens. Those are rare.
They're rare, and they lost their last one that was at night.
Well, the reason the old wives' tale goes, the reason that it was never night game Athens is because all the fans got too drunk beforehand. That's old wives' tale, and that's why they never allowed a night game past other than the 3:30 primetime. So ooh. I would have to think that Georgia smears Texas with them, because I don't know if Arch Manning has it yet. I'm not saying he hasn't found it.
That defensive line of Georgia is going to be in his face.
Yeah, and I feel like from what I remember, just from a little bit of Texas I watch, I don't keep up with this stuff. If I remember correctly, Texas's offensive line is not very good.
Yeah, I don't think so as quickly as he's having to get it out. Ooh, snooze fest game number 2.
That's our game, snooze fest number 1, probably.
No. We're never play snooze fest.
We're never. Okay.
Never. There's just an unwritten rule about that. Mississippi State going to Missouri, where Missouri's only 6.5-point favor.
I'd say Missouri smears them, though.
Probably. They don't have Shapen. That his name? Apparently, they don't have him because he didn't.
I feel bad for any team that has to go play in Missouri just because it's in Missouri.
Here's one that interests me right here. This is a crappy one. It's on SEC Network Plus, and it's the 12:30 game.
So it's not on TV, folks.
Is Kentucky and Tennessee Tech. Do you know what Tennessee... Because Tennessee Tech's record is 10-0. And I know...
That is interesting. They don't play anybody.
I knew that was going to be the first thing out of your mouth. But if there was ever going to be one of these Appalachian State style, you know, come in and underdog wins...
I don't think so.
This could be the one.
Are they the Golden Eagles or are they the Purple Eagles?
They are Falcons. Purple something.
Eagles.
So they have a 5.6% chance of winning.
What is the spread on that game?
It is 3.5.
It doesn't say?
The
odds makers can't make a line on that. Hold on just a second. Let me see if I can.
Because every game they were like, we're not gonna get that one. Not gonna get that one.
Let me look here.
That Vesperis quarterback, 2,120 yards, 22 touchdowns. Running back was 655 yards. Stat lines look great. And it is the Golden Eagles, Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles.
Mm.
Tickets as low as $15.
Yeah, there is no odds on that game, mister.
No odds.
Ain't that something?
None.
I don't know where I'm looking anyway, which is the ESPN app.
That's what I'm looking. Yeah, and there no odds. The only game.
Let's see Tennessee Tech who they've beat this year, folks. They beat Cumberland, Tennessee. Wherever. Oh, that's in Lebanon. Beat them 65-0. Beat Chattanooga 45-17. Davidson 72-14.
Mm.
Tennessee State 35-8. Western Illinois 66-20. Charleston Southern 27-13. Lindenwood, wherever that is, 52-28. Southeast Missouri 42-23. And Gardner Webb 27-21. Oh, and last week they beat whoever Eastern Illinois is 21-9.
I mean, they're putting up points.
They are putting up points. Ain't that something? They probably have the same attendance as Kentucky.
They're putting up points. Home. And they'll play Kentucky and then finish out their season hosting UT Martin. If you're ever going to pick one of these teams that you're paying to come in and they beat you, this could be one of those times.
It's like the Georgia Southern game for us, or Georgia State, or whoever it was that beat us that year.
Yeah, Georgia State. Is that what it was?
One of the two. I don't remember. It's one of those things. Like, I got Man in Black flashed real quick, so I didn't have to remember it anymore.
Tennessee up two, of course, as the Duke reported earlier. Tennessee up two on the bye week. Maybe we should just not play. Keep moving around.
Yeah. Because this is a great bye week because the Vols didn't play, so I didn't have to worry about them, and I didn't have to watch the terrible Titans play either. It was fantastic. And the Preds stink too, which is sad, but whatever.
In talking with rankings, you have a 9-0 Ohio State, a 10-0 Indiana, and then a 9-0.
Which I was hoping Penn State would beat them, and dang it if they didn't.
Nope. And then a 9-0 A&M. But if you look at, and it kills me that it's like, well, win and you continue to hold the top spot. I hate that strength of schedule does not come with that. Because
At the same time, a strength of schedule can just be, like, especially the first of the year, it's just a guessing game. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because, like, after week one, Alabama's season was over and DeBoer was getting fired. And now they're number four in the nation. A strength of schedule, the only way you can really determine what a real strength of schedule is when the season's over.
So, the reason I go with that, or the reason I'm bringing that up, is Ohio State schedule.
Oh, yeah. And
people have said, you know, for a while.
I mean, we can talk about that. It was the same as last year, and they boat raced us.
They got Texas off in the very beginning, 14-7, you know. And then it's Grambling State, and then Ohio, and then Washington.
They're decent.
Minnesota. Illinois, Wisconsin, which they beat 34-0, Penn State, Purdue.
I mean, this just goes back to, one, you can't blame Ohio State for the competition they play. It just really comes down to the Big Ten, the top of the Big Ten is better than the SEC, but the bottom of the Big Ten is about as good as the Sun Belt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So they have UCLA this week, And then Rutgers.
Nico Iamaleava could do something hilarious.
That would be, dude, if he went into the horseshoe and won.
Again, he was there last year.
Yeah, and won in a Bruins uniform. That would be hilarious.
That would be funny.
Rutgers and then, of course, Michigan at the end of the season there.
Yeah, and Michigan's been their kryptonite here.
I mean, strength of schedule.
I think they beat them 5 years in a row.
Strength of schedule.
Once again, you can't blame Ohio State for the people they have to play. I mean, they come to the SEC, they're probably still undefeated, too.
No.
I disagree with that, but okay.
I want to look at Indiana as well because they're in the second spot.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, Indiana State, which they beat 73-0. Illinois, Iowa, Oregon, which is a quality win.
Yeah, Oregon almost slipped up and lost to Iowa, almost.
I mean, quality win. Michigan State, which some would still say a quality win depending on the year.
I mean, it's been 10 years, but yeah.
Yeah. UCLA, Maryland.
University close to the local airport.
Penn State, which they almost lost. Now they have Wisconsin and Purdue.
Yeah, they're going to go undefeated, and they're going to be playing in the Big Ten championship game. Versus the winner of Ohio State and Michigan. Probably.
Absolute crazy.
Once again, Absolute. It ain't their fault.
Absolute crazy. It's coming Wednesday. The Basket Vols have North Florida. And then 5 days after that, it's Rice, Tennessee State, before going to that Players Era Men's Championship in Vegas. How are the girls doing?
They beat UT Martin today by 10.
2-1. Good Lord, over their I did not pay attention to their exhibition game. It just flashed up. 148-48.
Yeah, who was that against? I can't remember.
Columbus State.
Yep.
So the Greensboro Invitational is how they started their season with a loss to North Carolina State. And
North Carolina State's pretty good, I think.
And then ETSU, a big 50-point win.
Go Bucks, baby.
The Pat Summit Heritage Classic, UT Martin, with a win 72-61. And
yeah, they wore them blue jerseys tonight.
Mm-hmm. Now they have Belmont MTSU in Murfreesboro. Hey, if you're in Middle Tennessee, you want to go check out a good game.
Oh, let me go watch Bob Ross make paintings.
Coppin State and then UCLA before the ACC-SEC Women's Basketball Challenge. Maybe a good thing, good game to go watch Thursday. What's the Duke up to Thursday?
How about no? I mean, if you want to go, I mean, I'll go.
I'd go check it out.
We have to hit up Whiskey Dicks before or after the game, one of the two.
You ain't kidding. The Big Picture Football reloading for a strong finish, which they definitely are going to need with their last two opponents. Basketball already flexing in depth and talent, especially the men. Vol Nation has plenty to cheer for this week. That's all for Tennessee Fan Talk. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss the breakdown after the New Mexico State game and more hoops coverage. Until then, stay loud, stay proud, and as always, go Vols.
Big Orange.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. been listening to Tennessee Fan Talk. It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange. And see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.